the concert season began. I know Jazz Fest was on for the last few weeks, but and Steve Miller and everything, but now we're like into serious stuff. Taylor Swift, biggest star in the world.
Did you see the trucks out front?
At the Canadian Tire Center, yeah.
My God, you swear to God it was an AC/DC show. Well, I've never seen that many trucks for a show.
Well, it would certainly be as big. They would have
stuff. I know, but still.
Here, I'll tell you something really cool about Taylor Swift. Yeah, the biggest star in the world, okay? Sandra from our sister station Kiss Next Door went to the show last night.
Right.
And she told me that everybody who went to the show was given a glow-in-the-dark bracelet, right?
Yeah.
And it was somehow somebody could control them. So during certain songs, the bracelet would move to the beat of the music or have some sort of a rhythm.
How cool is that?
Wow. I could see that happening in an AC/DC show or something.
Yeah.
Cool. More like cultish to me.
Cultish?
Yeah, it's controlling the people. Controlling the masses.
The puppet master.
Yeah.
Because it would raise their arms and everything like that?
Oh, I see. So if you went to the show and they gave you I'm not wearing that bracelet, you're not controlling me.
That's right.
Wow.
I'm fighting the system.
What a cult.
I just thought it sounded like fun.
Yeah, me too.
And by the way, half those trucks, wardrobe.
Yeah, I suppose, huh?
And the other half full of bracelets.
Yeah.
Big brother.
Anyway, it is concert season right now, and one of the big shows will be Deep Purple out at RBC Blues Fest July the 18th. It's a Saturday, and we're giving away 4 VIP passes to that show.
VIP.
Woody is the only one on our show who gets VIP status, so he's the only one who can tell you what it's like in the VIP area, and he doesn't really have much to say about it, really.
Well, like I said, what happens in VIP stays.
See, that's not really helping. Come and tell us a little something, a little tiny bit of information that might help.
I already said everybody gets their own toilet.
I know, but like, I don't believe you.
What else?
I feel like
that's not true.
I've never
been in VIP.
No?
Ever.
Lobster. Lots of lobster.
Lobster?
All right, again, I feel like that's
I know. It's like, why can't you tell the truth? Yeah. You know what I'm thinking? Maybe. He's never been in the VIP. He's full of crap. When he comes in and tells us, hey, I was at the VIP. No, you weren't.
The wine flows freely there.
Okay.
Okay, don't spread a bunch of BS.
So now someone's going to expect lobster and their own toilet. Yeah. And the supply of wine.
Yeah, and we're going to get a lawsuit because none of that's going to happen. So tell us what it's like in the VIP area.
It's very VIP-ish.
See, he hasn't been there. There's no way he's been there. Or he got plastered he can't remember.
That's what it is.
You know what?
He got kicked out.
He
got kicked out.
Kicked out for smoking or something.
Yeah.
Doc and Woody, every weekday morning, 5:30 to 9, Shea 106.